Oh yeah, anything you've got to say about little Christmas tips? There's the quirky, weird, unusual little Christmas tips. Kevin Dunham was in with us on Friday, and he gave us a few bits and pieces. And then there's a sort of they're the Christmas tips that the TV chefs won't tell you. Okay, if you've got any of these, I want to know what they are. Okay, if you've got a little Christmas tip, maybe handed down by your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, your granny, or whatever it is. For instance, for a perfectly moist turkey, use a J-cloth. A J-cloth. Yeah, this is what they say. Get a really, really, obviously, clean J-cloth, not one that's been used before. You get the J-cloth, you stick it in a mixture, you cover it in a mixture of melted butter and sunflower oil, cover it over the breast of the turkey, and then put the tin foil over that, and that will keep it moist. And when you open it up, it's like the shroud of Turin, but it's a turkey's face. And there you go, and you've got this beautifully moist bird. So that's a bit of advice there. Now, I don't think any chef would tell you that's a little bit of a tip to put a J-cloth over a turkey's breast. If you've got something out there, I want to know. A wine chilling trick, okay? Chilling wine in record time by putting bottles in buckets of cold water with a handful of ice cubes and then a handful of salt. Salt reduces the freezing point of water, allowing it to become colder without turning it into ice. That's why they use salt on the roads. So stick in the white wine, stick in the ice cubes, and then put in a few handfuls of salt, and Bob is your uncle. Okay, there's a great one here as well. They're talking about quick canapes. So you don't want to go out and buy the canapes, and you want a few canapes when people are coming around. And this is ways of making them look like they're really fancy, but they're not. Get some stale bread. Yeah, the stuff that you don't want to throw out. Toast it, so you're toasting little bits of baguette. Spread goat's cheese over it. Top with a spoonful of smashed peas, which are made by cooking frozen peas for a minute in boiling water, then briefly whizzing them with lemon zest and juice. Plenty of salt and pepper, a little olive oil, and put this out, and it'll look absolutely fantastic. All you've done, you've got stale bread, goat's cheese, and smashed peas. And people will go, wow, that's just where? You got to give me the recipe to this one. Whatever you do, don't give them the recipe to that one, all right? Okay, there's other ones here that's cheap. Oh, yeah. When you get cheap bubbly, and a lot of people get really cheap bubbly for Christmas morning because people come around to your house that never come around any other day of the week. And, you know, the neighbours from across the way or down the road or people just dropping in and you go, no, okay, I'm not giving you the good bubbly. There is no way. So what you do is, okay, try adding a slug of slow gin in the bottom of the flute. Now, the flute, of course, being where the champagne is, and not a flute, as in a thing. What about Saint-Germain elderflower liqueur? You drop that into the bottom of the flute, and then you put the cheap bubbly on top, and it adds a little je ne sais quoi to it. There's more here that we'll actually throw out. No Bother Brussels, actually, is another one, which chefs won't tell you, but apparently, of all vegetables, frozen Brussels sprouts are fantastic, much nicer than any other frozen veg. They come ready peeled, power cooked, and just need to be plunged into boiling water, and then pan fry them maybe in a little bit of butter, and off you go. Bob's your uncle once again. People don't know. You can say you've been doing it for hours, but frozen Brussels sprouts apparently are as good, if not better, than fresh Brussels sprouts. Quick other tip, this is great. Disposables, everything disposable, right down to the disposable roasting tray for all your food. Fancy, just a little bit fancy, disposable plates, disposable cutlery. Do it, paper napkins. Then at the end of Christmas dinner, if you have a lot of people around, just one bag goes around and everything is emptied. No washing up, nothing happening afterwards. And you know what? If the food is good, the food is good. It'll be fine. So a lot of people do that. Disposable. Have a happy disposable Christmas. Oh, ho, ho, Merry Christmas. Here we are. It's almost there. Kerry, how are you?
Hi, Colm. How are you?
Not too bad. Everything ready for Christmas?
Oh, I have to buy a loaf of bread.
That's all?
Yeah. That's it.
Is that all you're having for Christmas?
Well, no, it's just the only thing I have left to get.
That's pretty good. So if your list just says loaf of bread...
Yeah, pretty much.
And is that just for a bit of breakfast?
Well, just to have in the house, because you know yourself, you know, the shops are just one day, so people shop for, like, a famine.
Yeah, well, tomorrow I'd say will be pretty crazy, so just around to your corner store and a loaf of bread. So are you doing dinner yourself?
No, I'm actually going to my boss's parents' house.
Hello?
I know.
How do you get invited to your boss's parents' house?
It's a local run family business. So
okay.
We're all quite close.
Are you married to the boss?
No.
So how many people will be at the boss's parents' dinner?
About 25.
Wow, that's good. That's good. I like that. And will they'll do all the cooking, will they?
Yeah, well, everybody kind of helps out a little bit. Everybody kind of does something. So, yeah, it's good fun. I think there's 17 adults and 8 children or something.
Sounds like something from The Vicar of Dibley. It's just everyone coming around for Christmas dinner.
It's great fun. Cool. Great fun now.
Good. It's a good tradition gone on years, yeah?
Well, I don't know about that, but for the last few anyway.
Okay, you have a little Christmas tip.
Yeah. Do you know when you put your Christmas tree in the attic and you take it down 12 months later and there's like a fusty smell?
Well, it's
when you first take the artificial tree down. So I don't know. I suppose I started this about 10 years ago. I got one of the little pine magic trees, you know, the ones that you put in the car.
Oh, yeah,
and
freshly.
I put it in with the artificial tree, sealed the plastic bag, put it up in the attic, took it down the next year, and it just smells like a pine forest when you take your tree down.
Actually, you could get a few of those then and hang them up as decorations.
Yeah, but that'd be a bit. Yeah, you could. Yeah, if you'd really wanted to, but I don't know. It just makes your tree smell so fresh and nice, and you don't get a horrible fusty smell when you take your decorations down 12 months later.
Have you always been artificial, Kerry?
No. Well, I just don't like hoovering up the needles. You know, it's the real ones.
Yeah.
Every day, it's like a forest in your living room every day.
Yeah, well, since the kids now have been at a young age, we've always gone for the real tree. But there is the needles and that, and there's the droop effect. If you don't start watering it, it just droops. And by the sort of Christmas day, it looks like you're drunken.
Yeah, you'd really want to be putting up your tree like 5 days before Christmas to have it looking nice.
And the poor fairy at the top just looks like he's about to fall off.
She's going to commit suicide.
Yeah, and then some people say, hey, where did you get it? Where did you get a brown Christmas tree?
Green is brown, it's the new green.
All right, Kerry, enjoy your Christmas day.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Colin.
Merry Christmas, take care of yourself.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, where am I going? I'm going to Karen. How are you, Karen?
Fine, thanks, Colin. Good morning to you.
Now, what is your little bit of advice?
Well, I don't know if it's advice, really, but what my granny used to do with her marifat peas, she used to cook them in a pair of tights.
Okay.
Yeah. So, she said it stopped them splitting. You know, before the no-soak marifat peas.
Yeah,
you used to have to soak them overnight. But now my brother reckons that they weren't new tights he was using, but we all just believed they were new tights anyway. But they stopped them from splitting.
So she was using a pair of old granny's tights.
I don't know.
Oh, and what was the were the marifat peas good, were they?
They were good, yeah. They tasted fine. Now, Lord have mercy, you know, she died about 7 years ago, but I know I don't cook my peas in tights, but...
I don't think there's many people do marrowfat peas anymore, do they?
Well, you see, you can get the ones that you don't have to soak, you know.
And what would you do? How would you serve your marrowfats?
Oh, I like them mushy now.
Do you?
Mushy peas,
Not a big marrowfat man. So are you doing Christmas dinner?
Yeah, just at home, myself, my husband, and the 3 girls. So.
Okay. So fancy turkey, the whole lot?
Turkey and ham, and then the usual veg, probably, yeah. So, looking forward to it.
Well, enjoy, Karen.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much.
Happy Christmas, take
care. Okay, you too, bye-bye.
Okay, that's Granny's tights. Avril, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad, how are you? What's your little tip?
Well, I found that my kids just hated Brussels sprouts, and I personally like them.
Yeah.
So what I do is I boil them in a bit of salted water.
Yeah.
And then when they're cooked, I drain them off, and I pop them back into the pot, and a knob of garlic butter.
Yeah.
And a spoonful of ham glaze.
Oh, very nice.
And I coat them.
Yeah.
Coat them in that. And then I pop them out into a little dish and sprinkle pine nuts on them.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. Mm. Do you know, there's nothing wrong with Brussels sprouts. I mean, I hands up, I like Brussels sprouts. I don't have a problem with them. Yeah, everyone outside hands out Brussels sprouts. Kate likes, Alice likes. Carl, you don't like anything. Unless there's alcohol in it. So, yeah, that's a good idea. Would you have Brussels sprouts during the year?
No. It would have to be the fresh ones. I don't like the frozen ones because I like big bags of water and they're awful. So it would be the fresh Brussels sprouts.
And will the kids just not even look at them?
Ah, they fight over them. They absolutely love them. Before, when I didn't have this little glaze, they wouldn't go near them. But now, they actually want more on their plate.
How many have you got for dinner?
I have myself, my husband, the three kids, and then the mother and father-in-law.
Okay, so you go, that's a good crowd, Ian. That's a good crowd for the day.
Yeah, it's nice.
And you'll do the whole lot yourself, the turkey, the ham, everything, the stuffing?
Yeah, well, as much as I like Christmas, I tend to make everything as easy as I can. So I just buy the crown of turkey and the ham, the fillet of ham, and I cook all that Christmas Eve, slice it up, and leave it in the trays. So all I have to do then is just put it on the plates and reheat it Christmas Day.
Nah, why not? Sounds good. Otherwise, you spend hours. Yeah. You never get to do anything. Thanks for that. Have a good Christmas, okay?
Okay,
Happy Christmas. Yeah, I don't have a problem with Brussels sprouts at all. Absolutely no problem. And especially if they're fried up as well. And you can do them with, I remember Kevin was it last year with, didn't he do them with a little bit of chestnuts and cranberry? Really good stuff. Okay, call them leftover Brussels sprouts, chop them up and put them into a little bit of mash. Yeah. Call them little tip when cooking bacon, slow boil the ham in 4 litres of Coca-Cola overnight with a handful of cloves. Sounds horrible, but it's the nicest thing you'll ever eat, the way you do ham. We do it over Christmas.